In 2001, an important question was raised in the Utah legislature: what to do about Utah's abandoned newborns. Salt Lake City Democratic State Representative Patrice Arendt was the principal architect of Utah's safe haven law.
I had heard, as many people had, about babies ending up in dumpsters, and started looking around for what could we do about this. I proposed a law where people could anonymously bring the baby, an infant, newborn into a hospital, drop it off, and they could go on with their lives. When I was working in the law, I would get these anonymous calls in the middle of the night from women, from grocery store payphones and things like that. It's before cell phones, saying that, you know, they had left their baby in a dumpster years ago and they didn't want other people to have to live with the guilt they were living with.
The law has allowed mothers to surrender custody of their infants without facing legal repercussions. At least 40 known cases have occurred in Utah, with the actual number probably higher. Arendt says that the anonymous aspect of the law has been crucial for its success.
These are situations where women are panicky, they're desperate, and so there are all kinds of different situations, but the anonymity has been absolutely critical. So whenever we talk about this law, we always make sure that people understand it's anonymous. And the more people that find out about this law, frankly, the more infants we save. 15 years ago, there were a different group of young women that needed to learn about it. Now we've got, you know, people growing up and different people that need to hear about it. It's an alternative to some really terrible things.
Safe haven laws, which were rare 15 years ago, are now in every state. Arendt says that the hotline created by the law informs mothers and pregnant women about crucial resources.
We were one of the early states to pass it. Now all 50 states have it. A very sad situation, finding a baby in a dumpster and thinking, you know, if only they had taken this infant to a hospital, then the baby would be alive in a loving home. Sometimes girls are calling and they just don't know about the resources that are available. And once we tell them that there are resources available to help them keep their baby, sometimes they decide to do it that way.
Former Republican State Senator John Valentin was the law's Senate floor sponsor. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.